And a very good morning. My name is Nick the Moose Bats of CommanderInChiefTipTV.co.uk. The date is Tuesday, November the 4th. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, so let's move swiftly on to the live charting segment. What are the markets doing this morning?
FTSE up a little, but not really. I think we had quite a pullback yesterday. Gave back most of Friday's gains. But really, I think, probably what you've picked up over the last few days, I like using the 10-day moving average as a sort of end of day close stop loss. So if you're long, you'd stay long while we're above that. Currently, the 10-day average is around 64.30. And obviously, that's well below where the market is at the moment. It's difficult for a market. I mean, the market's done so well. It's actually difficult for a market to stay, to remain so far above the 10-day average. I mean, it really is motoring at the moment. So, there had to be a bit of consolidation.
But I think it's worth noting the 10-day moving average. If you don't use moving averages, if you're trading short term, I would always have a 10-day moving average on there, because normally the fast money, okay, will respect that, i.e., bullish above it and bearish below it. Okay, so for the sort of shorter term.
And if you look at this chart here, the FTSE broke up, closed above the 10-day moving average around 63.50 or say 63.80, and we've had all the price action above that, either at or above that.
Yeah.
And any dips in the meantime or in the interim have been opportunities. You buy on the 10-day line. So at the moment, if you're bullish, you wouldn't buy now. You'd buy it at the 10-day line because it's likely to bounce to retrace back to that.